Light your candle of desire and come deeper into the cave. Mama. In this next message, the Lord talks about having deeper communion with Him in your scheduled times with Him. This is connected to resting in the Lord, because the more deeply you commune with our husband, the more of His Spirit you take in, the better you know Him as a friend and lover, the more confidence you will have in Him, the more of His Spirit you'll carry throughout the day, and thus the stronger and more at peace your spirit will be. It all works together. Jesus, you can meet the spiritual requirements that I'm asking of you. It will take careful planning of your time, but the important thing is how you plan. You can't plan your time with me around your day or your weekly schedule, but you must plan your day and your weekly or monthly schedule around your time with me. Everything in your life needs to revolve around the time you spend with me. I know that I am already your priority. I know you have scheduled times that you spend with me each day, and you're faithful to stick to them. I know that I come first in your day. Due to my instruction and counsel on this topic over the years, you have changed your way of operating immensely, and I am number one on your list. I'm asking you now to go a step deeper. You're already in the habit of setting aside time to step away from the work and the hubbub of your day, to hide away in your cave of personal time with me. In this cave, you joy in my words. You sing your praises to me. You listen intently to my whispers and write down my words of love, counsel, encouragement, and instruction to you. Our times together are precious, and our relationship has been strengthened greatly, especially over the last few years, due to your faithfulness to enter into this cave each day. But now I'm asking you to come more deeply into my cave. I'm asking you to leave the comfort zone of how you've been spending your times with me, to light your candle of desire, and walk more deeply into your times with me. I want you to go farther in our times of communion than you have been used to. I want you to discover new gems and jewels of insight and understanding that I have hidden for you in the deeper halls of the cave. I want you to discover new secret gardens of intimacy and communion with me as you faithfully take steps to come more deeply into the cave with me. I can see that you're inspired by this counsel. You love the idea of going deeper into your communion times with me. It sounds beautiful. It sounds desirable. And it is desirable. You already desire it. But you're wondering, how do I go about this? How can I apply this? How can I go deeper? What does it mean? It's so important to receive my personalized counsel for your situation and personality type. I have a plan for you that will be what works best for you. But there are some steps that apply across the board. Those are mainly spiritual steps, spiritual tips and counsel, and I'll explain a few here. To go deeper into our times together, it's important that you have the desire to do so. Without the desire, you'll lack the motivation and inspiration to put your whole heart and mind into it, and you won't get nearly as much out of it. This is why I said earlier that you must light your desire, similar to how you light a candle. How do you do this? What gets your heart beating quickly? Your mind racing with desire? Your breath panting in anticipation? If you've guessed it's loving me, then you've hit the jackpot. Praise and intimacy are the match and friction that will light your desire. It doesn't have to be a big deal or a heavy-duty event, but it does have to be sincere, heartfelt, and personal. Taking time to praise me straight from your heart and to love me with all that's within you will also set your mind at ease. It will calm and relax you and prepare you in spirit for receiving from me. Once you've connected with me intimately, take some time to chat with me about anything that's on your mind, anything that you'd like to say or to hear me speak to you about. If something is still weighing on you, even after our loving up time, you can commit it to me then, asking me to care for it and to remove those worrying thoughts from your mind. This is the step of casting all your cares on me and depending on me. This is putting into practice the art of dependence. Now, in this state, your spirit is ready for a trek into the deeper halls of communion with me. Ask me to draw your attention to anything that is on my heart to show you. Call on the key of perception. This key will link our minds and hearts more closely, helping you to perceive my slightest nudges and whispers. As you read my word, let me know that you're open to my speaking to you at any point in your reading. Let me know that you want me to talk to you throughout. As my written word inspires you, pause to praise me for it. Take time to reflect on those words with an attitude of praise. If my word reminds you of something or someone in need, take a moment to pray a sincere prayer for that situation or person. If a promise stands out to you or holds counsel you could really use, write it down or try to commit it to memory. You can even talk with me throughout your word time, as two lovers would talk together during a time of intimate communion. There will also be times of intimate communion that is more silent, when there won't be too many words passing between us, because we'll be doing all the communicating and connecting via my written word, and it will be just what you need for that day. Then there will also be days when our word times will be more diverse, with a lot more interaction and communication. Be open to however I want to spend my time with you, and let me be the one in control of your every cave time. It's my most important time with you. The secret to success is more about your attitude and your heartitude, the attitude and position of your heart, than any physical action. It's about your desire to learn more of me, to make our time deeper and more intimate than before, and to be open to receiving or learning anything I want to show you during our times together. This is why I know you can do it. Even if you sometimes struggle with getting your time with me, even if you feel your method of going about our time together is very simple or basic, you can still reach this goal of faithfully and regularly taking time to commune with me more deeply than you have before. If your attitude is one of setting aside all else to be with me, if it's one of complete trust that I'll care for everything else while you're unplugged from the work, and if your heartitude is one of wanting to delve deeper into our times together, desiring to learn more, to grow more, and to gain more from me, then you can make it. Do you remember the account from my time on Earth when I was in the back of the ship, resting in the midst of a terrible storm? Mark chapter 4, verse 37 and 38. I wasn't just sleeping, but I was resting with my Father. I was spending time with him away from the hustle and bustle of the storm about me. I knew that my Father was in control. I knew that he would take care of the storm. And I knew that my time with him was even more important than immediately seeing to the storm and calming it. My attitude was right. My heart was right. I was fully focused on God, and he was all that mattered to me. Even when it seemed as if certain death battered our ship, I was not in a hurry, because my Father had asked me to spend that time with him, and that was more important. This is why I chided my disciples afterwards, saying, "Why are you so fearful? How come you have so little faith?" I was, in essence, telling them that they too could have calmed the storm, or at least had faith through it, even if I hadn't solved the problem for them. And it's much the same for you, my loves. Regardless of what is happening about you, if I show you to come away and spend that important time with me, then that is the most important thing you could be doing at that time. I'm in control, and in my time and way, I will calm the storms and help you to see to all that needs to get done. Once you've been faithful to spend time with me. So come apart, come deeper into the cave, and learn to commune with me more deeply. Learn to desire me more. Learn to light your candle of desire so that you can discover new spiritual terrain during your precious times with me. You can do it. I wouldn't ask this step of you if it was too hard for you to take. I know you can take it, but more than that, I know that it's necessary for you to take it. Even I could not have calmed the storm if I hadn't first spent that time with my father. Neither will you be able to do what I'm asking of you if you don't take that time with me first. And to help you to take this step, I have created a tailor-made key for each of you. This will be your personal key to the deeper halls of communion with me. Ask me what your personal key is and how you can wield the power it manifests. I might give you the key of calm, the key of mental rest, the key of positive heartitude, or the key of deeper desire, etc. Whatever I show you is your key, claim it at the start of your times with me. I know what you personally need most in order to make your times with me the times of deeper communion that they must be. So seek me and ask me. Or you can even put in a request and tell me what qualities you feel you're in need of and what key you'd like to have. I'll be sure to give you just what you need. It's important to me that you grow in this way, but also that you feel the inspiration and desire to grow, that you believe it can be done, and that you put forth the will and effort to do it. In many cases, the key I have for you will help to instill within you this desire and yearning for more of me and my spirit. Just ask me, my sweethearts, and I will give you all that you need. Spiritual joy. Mama. Greater joy is one benefit that is going to come from having a closer relationship with our husband. So don't think that deeper communion and more time with him is going to make you sad or even more sober. It's going to give you greater happiness and joy and light in your life than you've had before. Jesus, I will give you deep joy of the Spirit that is not dependent on the things of the earth or even on others. I want to give back to my brides the joy of their salvation, if they have lost it, or to renew it in full for those who still feel it in their hearts. This is something that comes from me alone, something that is mine to give and yours to receive. Letting me into the deep corners of your heart doesn't need to be a sad affair. Being cleansed and renewed is a beautiful thing, and shouldn't necessarily be equated with sadness and sobriety. There's an old, simple, but beautiful song that encapsulates the joyful element I want my brides to partake of during this time. Happiness is to know the Savior, living a life within His favor, having a change in my behavior. Happiness is the Lord. Happiness is a new creation, Jesus and me in close relation, having a part in His salvation. Happiness is the Lord. Happiness is to be forgiven, living a life that's worth the living, taking a trip that leads to heaven. Happiness is the Lord. Real joy is mine, no matter if teardrops start. I've found the secret. It's Jesus in my heart. Spiritual joy is found through being fully possessed by me. As my brides give me full possession, they will find that they have also received a renewal of my joy in full measure. There is joy in cleansing and in rebirth. There is great joy in intimately connecting with me in spirit. And as everyone puts forth the effort to do these things, there will also be an increase in unity amongst you, for you are all growing closer to me and taking on more of my mind and spirit. You can do it. Promises from our husband that it can be done. Jesus. If a fledgling can learn to fly, and a colt can learn to stand, then you, my love, can learn this art of resting in me, because I have put this gift within you. Your spirit wants to learn it, your heart wants to understand how to do it. It is within your nature to know, because I have made it so. I have put this craving deep within you. You feel like there is so much to do. Maybe you have many children, or you carry many responsibilities, or you're constantly pressed by deadlines and appointments, or you're feeling the weight of financial or other home life burdens, and you wish there was a way to be free from it all. You wish there was a way to go to sleep and to wake up to a completely fresh start where none of those burdens or weights would press on you or weigh you down. That desire is the deep craving that I have put within you, a craving that can only be satisfied and satiated by learning to rest in me, and then taking that spirit of rest and peace with you throughout your day. And if I have put the desire within you, if I have created this need, wouldn't I have the means and power to meet it? No matter who you are and what your life is like right now, I am able to fill this need. I am able to teach you exactly what resting in me means for you personally. You can do it. It's not beyond you. It's not only for those who are more spiritually minded than you, or who seem to have their spiritual life covered and well cared for. This gift is for you, and you can learn to rest in me. If you can spend time in my word and find quotes that speak to you and refresh you, if you can praise me and feel gratefulness and love for me well up within you, if you can pray and sometimes feel the needs of others and thus pray with more empathy, if you can read my word and be convicted to change and then seek me about how to change, then you can also learn to get quiet with me and to rest in me. It is just another step in your spiritual training. It's one more spiritual truth that I can teach you and help you to implement. It is possible for you because I've taken it off the high shelf and I'm holding it right in front of you at your eye level. It is reachable. You just have to stretch out your hand of faith and take it. No matter who you are and no matter how busy you are, you can reach out and grab hold of this truth. Jesus, to truly rest in me will take effort on your part. It will take the effort of surrender to give up your fears or doubts about this truth, or of believing that it can work for you. It will take the effort of determination to keep at it and to keep making the time for it, even when you feel that it's not working. It will take the effort of faith to believe that as you are obedient to apply this word to the best of your ability, it will work for you and bring real results in your life. And it will take the effort of putting aside your cares, your mind, your thoughts, and anything else that would hold you back from fully resting in me. But rest assured that as you put forth even a small measure of effort for me, I will double my efforts to make this time and your effort worthwhile and rewarding for you. In reality, I am the one who has to make this gift work. I am the one who has to make the time you spend with me bear fruit in your life, both spiritually and physically. I am the one who has to make sure that there are effects and blessings from the time you spend with me. Your effort is actually minimal when compared to the part that I have to play in the equation, but that's how I want it to be. I want to take on the lion's share of the load, because that's one way that I show you that I care about you and that I love you. I don't want you to have to worry about the spiritual effects or benefits and about making sure that all things in the spirit are working right and well. I don't want you to have to worry about filling your spirit to the full with my power through the time spent resting in me. I don't want you to have to worry about covering your spirit with my spirit as you go about your day. I don't want you to have to think about any of that. I just want you to do the little that you can do, which is believing that you can do it, and then making the time to come and rest with me. That's all I want you to concern yourself with. And then, as you do those little steps, I will take the huge steps for you of making that time worth your while, of bringing about beautiful results, of refreshing and restoring your spirit, of covering you with my thoughts and my positive nature, of filling you to the full with my spirit. I am not minimizing your efforts by any means. Instead, I am showing you how this process looks in the spirit. It's as if you toss a cup of water into my ocean, and I respond with a majestic, powerful wave crashing on your shores. Jesus, you can make the switch of not only taking time to meditate, reflect, and get quiet in rest and sweet communion with me, but of also learning to carry that spirit of rest and trust and closeness with me throughout your daily life. This is not a gift only for the spiritual, or only for the shepherds, or only for those with more responsibility. This is a gift that I am giving to my wife, to you, because I love you, and because I know that the power, peace, love, strength, ability, anointing, provision, faith, spiritual understanding, and much more that you will gain from it will be something you wouldn't want to trade for the world. If you are my bride, my wife, then this gift is for you. I will help you, honey, to learn how to use it correctly. I will help you to learn to carry the spirit of rest and trust and closeness with me as you go about your day and your duties. I will help you make the switch. Through the key of new gears, I can help you to change gears in your life and to begin to go a new and better way. It might start out slowly at first, but as you learn to keep changing into this gear of a restful spirit, soon you will find that the progress you make is a lot faster, a lot more productive, a lot more powerful, and a whole lot smoother than when you rode without this gear in use. The key of new gears will help you to switch into a restful gear, a restful mode, and to go at a restful pace. This key will help you to learn to carry the spirit of rest and of the temple with you wherever you go. The more you change into this gear, the easier it will come, until soon you will be doing it without stalls or glitches or difficulty. It will come so easily for you that in time you may not even have to change gears at all, because this gear will become the only mode in which you wish to travel, the only pace that is right for you, the only gear that gets you just where you want to go with the right speed, in the right time, and in the right spirit. Jesus, you'll have to learn a new pace, my pace, as you learn how to take the spirit of the temple with you in your daily life. You see, I don't think like you think. I don't always do things the way you do. I don't always want the same kind of results that you do. I don't always expect such quick results as you do. And this is something that you're going to have to get used to and learn about as you start striving to live in this new way. As you begin to live with more of my spirit of calm and rest, with more of a focus on me, And as you strive to let me continue to carry the burdens and weights that you laid aside while spending time in rest and meditation with me, you'll notice that I don't always handle those burdens and cares as you would. While you might want to tend to some problem right away, you'll notice that I'll generally be a lot more patient with it and might let it rest a while. That could confuse you, and if you don't ask for my help and explanation, you could be tempted to not trust me and to take that problem off of my to-do list and write it back down on yours and then promptly start working on it. You might feel like you're getting something done, but in reality, you will not have gotten anything done. Because if your problems and cares aren't tended to with my spirit and in my timing and my way, then you're missing the mark. It will take time for you to learn to move in sync with my pace and my timing, because my spirit is so opposite from your flesh. But you'll just have to trust me on this one, that my pace is the right pace, and in the end it is the surer way. I may not attend to situations or problems as quickly as you would, but when I do, you can be sure that I'll take care of them more efficiently and effectively than you could have, and I'll solve them more wonderfully than you could have on your own. Of course, sometimes I might also have to quicken your pace in areas where you tend to procrastinate or grow lethargic in following through on my instructions. But as long as you agree to keep learning to move at my pace and to stay in step with me, then I promise to help take care of everything in the best way possible. Jesus. Resting in the Lord is for each and every family member. There's no question there, no conditions attached. This is unequivocally the next step for my brides, for those who want to be used more greatly by me. You never need to wonder if it's for you or if it's possible for you, given your limitations. Yes, it is possible for you. It's possible for everyone, because it's my highest will for everyone. Therefore, where I guide, I also provide. That means I'm going to provide each of my brides with the custom-made ways and means to make this a reality. Jesus. When you're changing old ways of doing things and forming new habits, your flesh will go through withdrawals. Your mind will struggle with this new concept, and you'll find that it will take a great deal of trust. In fact, you'll need to exercise great trust to believe and act like what you're surrendering, which is basically your entire past way of operating, is nothing in comparison to what you will receive in return. It's like the old story of the little girl haltingly giving her father her earthly treasures by faith in exchange for something that she has been promised but cannot see. You are like the little girl, and I am your father. I've promised that what you will receive from me is incomparably greater than what you are surrendering. But still, there is that definite period when you must exercise great trust, like the little girl. It's a difficult and almost heart-wrenching forsaking for her. She experiences all sorts of emotions as she makes that decision to surrender her cherished treasures. The greatest spiritual exercise for her is one of trust and stretching that trust and faith. All sorts of questions are running through her mind as she slowly passes her treasures to me. Will I make good on my promises? Will I come through for her? And even if I do come through for her, is what I am going to give her really better than the treasures she's cherished and had in her possession for so long? Her eyes moisten with tears as she opens her little fingers and places her treasure in my hand. I promised her that there will be no comparison to what she'll receive in return, yet she can't see that recompense yet. There is that definite period of trust and believing in my word and my promise to her, the period of waiting in faith. Each of you will experience this waiting period to different degrees. But just remember this picture and story of the little girl and remind yourself that this analogy fits this gift exactly. What gave the little girl her strength? Looking steadfastly into my eyes. She dared not pull her gaze away from looking into my face, lest her faith and trust fail. Jesus. The flesh and natural man will want to slip back into its old ruts and grooves and ways of operating. So, just as you've had to do when kicking any past habit, you'll need to be prepared to ride out those past cravings as you learn to lean fully on me. You'll need to sit tight for a while, claim my promises and key power, and keep at it in spite of how you feel, and in spite of how much progress you feel you're making or not making. For a while, it may be two steps forward and one backward or the other way around. But the important thing is to keep taking those steps, knowing that you've made many other spiritual steps that were initially very hard to make. I always came through for you, didn't I? Aren't you glad you persevered? Weren't you happy with the results and the wonderful change and progress those new steps made in your life? Not to mention the newfound power and gifts and weapons of the Spirit that were your reward. Well, this new step and weapon of resting in me is no different. Jesus. Your flesh will rebel against this new way of operating, I can assure you of that. But as you persist in faith, you'll see results. And then it will be a whole lot easier. Jesus. Learning to rest in me is like forming a new habit. Only this habit is one that promises to change your entire life, not just one little aspect of your physical or spiritual life. You can be sure that not only the enemy, but also your old natural self and ways of operating will war against you forming this new habit. Because as you know, the flesh likes to think of itself as all-powerful and all-knowing. And the enemy amplifies that tendency. The enemy is interested in you staying chiefly in the natural realm, the realm of lesser power, and the realm where he is afforded more power. So he will try to keep you from having faith and belief in this gift and weapon. He'll use your natural mind and flesh and anything he can think of to keep you from believing in its power and trusting in its ability to take you further for me. He knows that if you can effectively harness this power, then you will have more of me running through your spiritual veins, and you'll be becoming one with more of my nature. This threatens to unravel the enemy and his power in so many areas of your life in a very major way. Its potential is unlimited. There's no end to the change it can bring about in a life, your life. So you can bet your boots the enemy will fight your faith, your belief, and even your desire for this change. Jesus. A big part of desiring and fighting for this new habit of leaning on and resting in me is believing it is for you. That's crucial. Along with the desire. It is my highest will for every single family member, every one of my darling brides, to lay hold of this gift and have a spiritual transformation to where they will operate more in the spirit and less in the flesh. My brides will need to fight for this change, and it will take time, just as they have to fight for other changes in their lives. But although you have to fight for it, and it doesn't come easily, that doesn't mean it isn't for you, and it isn't possible for you. Remember, anything of value costs something. This could not be truer of any other spiritual gift than this one, because the flesh wars against resting in me and leaning on me almost more than anything else. But when you get to that point of surrendering yourself to me and my ways of the Spirit that are infinitely better, you are tapping into raw power of the greatest kind. You're getting a direct, powerful, potent dose of spirit. That's when anything is possible. That's when the impossible becomes possible. But it will take faith, and for some people it will require greater faith than others. Your flesh will fight it, go through its withdrawals, and you'll most likely have increased mind battles as your mind struggles to first comprehend, analyze, and then finally let go. It's in your very best interests to persevere and persist in forming this new habit and change in your life. Your future, our future, depends on it. I'll be with you, fighting alongside you and helping you as you seek me as to how to best strengthen, establish, and settle this new way of operating in your life. For each person, it will be a little different. This is definitely not a one-size-fits-all gift, and I have custom-made instruction just for you. Jesus, it's crucial to believe in the power of the Spirit over your own flesh and abilities. That's very important to understand. How much you believe that my way is superior to anything you can do, and that this gift will take you further than you could go yourself and in the arm of the flesh, is fundamental to how great a change you will have. How much you believe equals how much you will receive. Jesus, making the switch to trusting me more and working in the Spirit instead of the arm of the flesh is going to be an adjustment for a lot of you. There are times you're going to be surprised by my seeming slow pace, and the fact that when you're listening to me, I'm not encouraging you to go running around at full speed, rushing to get everything done. You're even going to wonder if I realize the deadlines you're under and the importance of these tasks being completed on time. But you know, if things were going so well before and there was no change needed, then I wouldn't have brought up the need to move more in alignment with my timetables and the need to go slower and rest in me more fully when it comes to your work for me. Obviously, there were problems with your old ways, so it shouldn't surprise you that the new ways are going to be very different. It's good if things feel a little uncomfortable at first, or like you're not sure how it's going to work. Be encouraged by those feelings, because it means that you're really changing and that you've truly let go of your old methods and have grabbed hold of mine. What you can't do, though, is try to grab the reins back from me too quickly, deciding you've had enough of my way and you've just got to resort to the old arm-of-the-flesh tactics. If you're going to let me work, you've got to give me the trust and the space and the time I need. You have to truly let go of those burdens and not pick them up again. There will be a change even in the results you see. You will notice a difference in how things are handled when you're letting me lead and not giving in to pressure and stress. But in the end, if you leave it in my hands and stay the full course, you'll see that what is accomplished is what I knew needed to be accomplished, and that I brought it to pass. It may not be your definition of what was needed, but this isn't your work, it's mine. And I'll have done a perfect job of balancing the needs of the work with your needs to go slow enough not to burn out or to get ravaged by stress. Just trust me in those times when it seems like the end is so near, and I'm moving so slowly. By the time all is said and done, you'll marvel and be amazed at the perfection of my plan. And please don't spend the whole time worrying about all that isn't happening, or worrying that I'm overlooking something and not thinking of it. Give me a little trust, a little credit, and relax. When I tell you to work, work. But when that time is past and I say, no more for today, let it go, and enjoy watching me bring my perfect resolution to each situation. Jesus, You'll know that you're letting me carry the weight and do the work if you find yourself doing things you've never done before, or not doing things that were very much part of your past operations. You're still going to do work in the physical, so I don't want you worrying about whether or not you're letting me lead enough. I can and will lead you in your work. What's important is to be doing the things that I show you, whether that means adding or subtracting from your usual habits. If you're doing the things I show you and adding new things to your work life, more of the spirit, and you're avoiding other things and past bad habits, you can be assured that I am in control and that I'm controlling you and using you to do my work in my way. Jesus. If you're ever tempted to think that working in the spirit or using the newer, slower ways of resting in me more fully and letting me carry the weight means that you won't get as much done, take a minute to consider the infinitely greater wisdom and sense of perspective that I and those in heaven have. We are fully pulled back from the trees, all the daily cares of life, and we understand and can see the full forest of your life and tasks for me. We have the ultimate vision of the success of your life, your destiny, and we'd never encourage you to expend yourself foolishly on a project that only benefits the present at the price of your future usefulness. So yes, sometimes it might seem that you could have more short-term success if you weren't so focused on going slow, resting, and proceeding wisely. But over the course of your life, the entirety of your service for me, we in the heavenly realm are making you much more effective, much more productive, and ensuring that you're staying useful and making progress and accomplishments for much longer than you otherwise would have. Jesus, some people think that lack of physical activity equals rest. This is not true at all. You can be at rest in body, not physically working, but your mind can be racing and worrying and stressing so badly. That's a no-no, my loves. When you're not working, I ask you to give me the cares and concerns and worries of the work. It's not enough to say, okay, I'm not working, I'm going to rest, but then continue thinking about it and stressing out over it. You have to lay it down in body and spirit in order to have full rest of soul. Then you can say that you've truly laid down your burdens and are letting me carry the weight instead. Jesus, sometimes you might feel that to do what I'm asking of you will mean that you'll let someone down who is depending on you, or come up late or short for something that others are counting on you for. This is a big obstacle to all of you learning to work more in the spirit and to stop your feverish arm-of-the-flesh work styles. The simple fact is that there is no guarantee, like mine, that anyone on earth can make. There is no guarantee that the yokes or expectations of physical men and women are going to be easy and light. Sometimes they will be very heavy and very hard, and others may not be wise enough or kind enough to make you a way of escape like I would. So if you're given over to working only for man and the earthly expectations of others, you will definitely end up being pushed beyond a healthy limit at times, and possibly quite often. So you have to make a decision at some point when you're going to make the switch and start working as I show you to work, even if sometimes you fall short of what others expect of you. It's humbling to do that, and it seems so easy to brush me aside because I'm not there in the physical with you. It can seem so important to satisfy your earthly requirements and to want to please your earthly overseers or those who are depending on you. But sometimes it really will come down to a choice of faith, a choice between whether you should disappoint others or me. Don't brush me off or choose to go your own way too quickly, because I have your best interests at heart, and I want to save you from the future suffering that this overload can cause. Choose wisely, and make the stand to work in the ways I'm showing you, and make the changes I'm asking of you, and then trust me to help you to deal with the expectations of others. I can help you to work it out and smooth it over to where you can live and work at a moderate, wise, and healthy pace, while still carrying your share of the load and not letting others down. But you will definitely come up against the choice at some point in your life where you have to do less than what someone else is asking of you in order for you to meet and obey what I am asking of you. When this time comes, I hope you'll make the wise and godly choice. And if you're someone with authority or who is expecting things from others, please allow me room to work in their lives. Understand that maybe you can't ask as much of them if I'm also asking them to scale back and produce less in the flesh so that their body and spirit can be healed and saved. Don't be short-sighted. Understand that I will more than recoup any perceived losses in the long term, because you will be wise, productive, happy, and healthy workers for me, motivated and energetic once you make the switch to my spiritual ways of operating. If you keep riding the arm of the flesh tactics, all you'll wind up with in the end is a bunch of tired, stressed, burned-out people who have lost the vision and lost the spiritual energy that should have been their lifeblood. Jesus, please understand that these changes of lifestyle take time and faithfulness for you to see the results I'm talking about. You have to stick with the program and not quit because you're not seeing the fast results you're after. It takes time to switch to a spiritual mode of operation and find the benefits of resting in me more fully, but it's very worth it. To try it a few times and then conclude that nothing's different would be as silly as a person dieting only for a week, but then giving it up because they're not losing any weight, or a child getting discouraged after not growing for a week. Making lasting changes in your life takes time. They're very gradual, and you need to faithfully stick with the things I'm showing you to do. Then, sooner or later, the changes will be evident in your life. They'll start to show, and you'll be so glad you listened to me and didn't quit too soon. And it doesn't end there. You don't arrive, and then that's it. It's a lifelong process to learn to involve me more in your life and work, and to operate in ways that are safe and effective for your spirit. Just like staying fit and healthy physically should be a lifelong priority. Jesus, it would be a real shame if any of you gave up trying to learn to meditate or to enjoy the deep relaxation and communion with me that I'm advertising because you don't feel any different after a few tries. Remember that you didn't get to where you are now overnight. All the habits and mannerisms and thought processes that make up your personality were built over many years and through many experiences. To learn new thought processes, new priorities, and new techniques for relaxing and entering into my presence isn't going to come about in a day. It's going to take time before you see and feel the benefits in many cases, which is why you must walk by faith, not by sight, and not go on feelings alone. You need to know that you're doing all these things and taking all these steps because I said so, not because you can feel the difference. Keep it up, and eventually you will feel it. But that's a reward of obedience, not something that comes right away. In some cases, you will feel the benefits, and I may allow this to inspire you and encourage you. But just as I do with the manifestations of the spirit world, although some people can see and feel things a little more strongly, I still ask the same obedience and forward progress from everyone, even those who don't see or hear or feel a thing. Jesus, you must have rest to do your best. That means not only physical rest, but spiritual rest. There are different ways to rest in the spirit, and it isn't always by being physically still. You can rest in me by refusing to think stressful thoughts. Anytime you are tempted with one, mentally throw it up to me and let me carry it for you. You can rest in the spirit by keeping your mind stayed on positive, happy, uplifting thoughts. This doesn't mean that you are to ignore the problems, but there are times to deal with them, and that is when you come before me and get my counsel and advice concerning them. Don't carry them with you throughout the day. Once you've prayed about them, leave them with me where they belong. Jesus, the keys of rest and tranquility are like a fresh-smelling, soothing balm that permeates the air with sweetness and soothes your troubled spirit. They are a mother's arms wrapping themselves around a distraught child, quieting him with her sweet and gentle words of comfort. They are a soft, cool, green patch of grass, gently tickling your bare feet. They are the smoothness of a newborn baby's soft and silky skin. As you claim the keys of rest and tranquility, they will be all this to you and more. Form a mental picture to go along with these keys, and they can transport you to any of these scenarios, or whichever one makes you feel at peace and at rest and still. Spend some time there, and don't leave until you've allowed these keys to accomplish their purpose. You will return refreshed, renewed, and reinvigorated. Jesus, if you find it difficult to rest in me, don't give up. It's a habit that needs to be honed and developed. It's a skill that you need to practice and hone, and it doesn't come naturally to human nature. Resting in me is letting go of everything but me. It's being in my presence without bringing all your baggage with you. But if you're used to having that big bulky pack on your back, so much so that you don't even notice, it is going to take some time for you to remember to leave that pack at the door and not pick it up again when you leave my presence. It can be difficult at first, but it is possible. And you'll find that as you continue to make the effort to rest more in me, it will become easier to leave your troubles and problems with me. Jesus, if you're finding it difficult to let go and let me carry the burdens for you, ask me for a special spirit helper to help you along these lines. Take some time to hear from your spirit helpers personally, and they can give you tips, guidance, counsel, and anything you need in order to help you to learn to cast all your cares on me and allow me to do the work of carrying your burdens. Try it. You'll love it. Jesus, whenever you are feeling stressed, remember that you can only live life 1 second at a time. Are you going to fill those seconds, which turn to minutes, which turn to hours, in a stressed-out, fretful state? Think of how much you miss, how dull you become to my spiritual and physical blessings when you spend those seconds on stress. Instead, concentrate on making those seconds count and mean something. Invest those seconds in the world around you, the blessings I have given you, the touches of my love I manifest to you, the love and peace that surrounds you, the loving brethren who cross your path. Stress occupies all your time and attention. And when you give into it, the wonderful world I have created for you passes you by. Think about that the next time you are tempted to invest your time in stress. The keys of the pavilion of peace and rest are yours. If you are willing to pass through the water and let all the burdens of earth go, your soul will be bathed in heavenly light that will fill and regenerate your spirit like solar recharging. The key of heavenly inhibition will release your spirit to do things you didn't think possible. However, afterwards, you will never be ashamed of what you said or did. The key of hearing from me will open the ears of your spiritual body, your soul. It will enhance your channel so that no matter where you are or what you're doing, you will hear my spirit speaking to you. The key of peace will help you to pause and to place your trust in me rather than plowing ahead in your own strength. It will make you extremely wise. The key of trust will cause you to float. You will glide on my spirit, knowing that all is under control. You smile and rest. You love me. You trust that I will work for you and do whatever is needed. You have perfect faith. The key of secrets opens the garden of love. It's a place where I tell you whatever you want to know and answer your questions. The secret is in leaving everything behind, all work, all cares, all desires, all possessions, and only wanting me. On earth, they have Victoria's secret. But in heaven, we have the secret of victory. It is making love to me and being cloaked with my love and grace and the beauty of the heavenly robes of love and praise. Adorned with the key of grace, you can take whatever earthly pressures come your way and maintain a sample of cool calmness and composure and strut your heavenly stuff. As you cast your cares on me and claim the keys, I will care for you, bear your burdens for you, and strengthen and renew you. Choose that good part of sitting at my feet and learning of me. Set all your burdens aside to rest in me, claiming the keys of rest and refilling. As you return to your labors for me, you will find that the keys have increased your strength and reduced your cares and concerns. Claim the keys of rest and repose, and I will transport you to my green pastures beside the still waters, where you can be refreshed and restored. Claim the keys of quietness and confidence, and I will still your racing mind, bring peace to your spirit, and new faith to your heart. Commune with me, and as you claim the keys, I will bring peace and renewal to your spirit. As you reflect on me and claim the keys, you'll reflect my spirit on others. As you draw nigh to me, you become more like me, and the keys chip away the rough edges of self, selfishness, and pride. Claim the keys of temple time, and you will find yourself in my temple, breathing my heavenly air and imbibing my spirit. shedding all the cares of earth. Through the power of the keys, you can claim greater peace and rest and renewal than you've ever experienced before. The keys of relaxation are an antidote to stress and are especially effective when you need to unwind and lay down your burdens and let me help you relax. Calling on these keys will bring rest to your mind, spirit, and body. If you need rest of body, peace of mind, and refilling of spirit, claim the keys, and you will receive all of these in double measure. Make the effort to call on and claim the keys of solitude, meditation, and reflection, and I will do the rest. Nothing on earth or in the spiritual realm can keep you from my arms of comfort and rest of spirit. The keys of the kingdom that you hold give you access to me in this special and intimate way, and when you use them, you will never be prevented from coming to me. No matter what is happening around you, or what tumult is going on in your mind, the key of still waters can carry you away from all the earthly racket and stress and bring you to a heavenly place of sweet rest and communion with me. The keys of communion allow our hearts to interact with each other on a deeper, sweeter, and more personal level. When you come for time in my temple with the keys of refilling in your hand, it is my top priority to see that you don't leave without receiving every bit of spiritual nourishing and refreshing that you need. It's your right to receive, and my privilege to fulfill. Claim the keys of closeness to help you draw nigh to me, and you will be blessed with a more personal touch of my spirit in your life. If you're having a hard time putting aside the work and the things of earth, call on the keys and they will clear your mind and block out everything else, making it possible for you to enter into my spirit relaxed and ready to be restored. If you find your mind is too full of your own thoughts and you're having a hard time getting quiet before me, claim the keys of tranquility of mind and spirit, and they will help to calm and soothe your spirit so you can spend quality time with me in my temple. The keys of concentration will help you to stay focused when taking time to meditate on me and my word. Claim these keys of concentration, and they will work to keep you focused and in tune with me. Whenever you wish to enter into the spirit world for some time of prayer, meditation, or reflection, the keys of the fifth dimension will quickly transport you from your own carnal world into the world of the spirit, where there are no boundaries or limitations. Anytime you want to get away from it all and come into my temple, call on your Illyrian helper and claim the keys of heavenly transportation. You will find yourself whisked up and away from the cares of this world into a spiritual realm where all is calm and peace and rest. Claim the keys of willpower to come to your assistance anytime you want to spend some quiet time with me in meditation. They will help your mind to stay focused and in tune with me and resistant to getting tripped off. If you're having a hard time connecting with me in spirit, claim the keys of spiritual sensitivity. They will help drown out the static of the world and help you fine-tune your channel to the heavenly melodies of my spirit. When you're spending some special moments with me, loving me, drawing close to me, loving me intimately, claim the keys of the Bride of Christ. They will help you to let go of your inhibitions and cover-ups so you can be totally free and naked with me in our bed of love. Claim the keys of spiritual vacuum whenever you are feeling distant from me or having a hard time concentrating on the things of the Spirit, whether in prayer, in reading the Word, in meditating, etc. These keys of spiritual vacuum will help you have the desire to stick with whatever it is you're doing and suck from my Spirit until you have become full and satisfied. The keys of devotion will deepen your love and commitment to me. Claim these keys in our times together, and each time you do, your love for me will deepen and grow stronger. When you desire rest and tranquility away from the fray of the battle, claim the keys of discovery. They will transport you to a place in the Spirit you have not been before, a place of peace and rest and calm, where you can be refilled and refreshed and ready to enter into the fray again. The Pavilion of Peace. Vision. I'm seeing this pavilion of peace. It appears that it's on an island because there's water all around it. Or maybe I'm standing on the outside about to step down into the water and cross over into the actual pavilion. In either case, it's beautiful. You can almost feel the spirit of peace all around it. It reminds me of the scenes from the old movie Lost Horizon, the beautiful pillars, the hanging gardens, the flowers winding their way through the arches, and tall, statuesque vases. It's almost like a monastery of sorts. I can see the faint shadows of people moving about between the pillars. Their movements are quiet, slow, and in harmony with the atmosphere inside this pavilion. I detect that some of them are in quiet conversation, but I definitely sense it is only essential, necessary conversation. It's not frivolous, and it's hushed, almost as if they're speaking in whispers, and in a very slow, deliberate, respectful, soft manner. The silence is breathtaking. I can feel the silence, like it's tangible, touchable. Immediately I feel very heavy. I can feel the press in my own spirit of all the weights and cares of the world I'm carrying. I can see why passing through the water and being completely submerged in that water is necessary in order to enter the pavilion. Just looking over at this pavilion seems to intensify the weight of all that I'm carrying. I can see now that you really can't carry them with you into that place. They're like dirty, soiled clothing, something you want to discard before entering the kind of purity and cleanness in spirit I can feel from this place. Now someone is alongside me, and they're stepping down into the water. They disappear under the water and then surface on the other side, climbing up the steps to the pavilion. I'm reminded of what Rebecca Springer, in her book Within the Gates, relayed of her crossing the river of life and the deep submerging she passed through in order to cleanse her spirit of the world before entering certain parts of heaven. This seems similar, like the world can't enter this pavilion, the two can't coexist. Now I understand why there are these requirements and conditions for entry to this place. Jesus. On the portal of this place of peace is written the sum total of all that this pavilion represents. These words are biblical words you are all familiar with, but they are words that carry a weight and power in spirit that few on earth have truly realized. The power of these words has of yet been minimally tapped into. Be still and know that I am God. Psalm 46, verse 10. These are the words that adorn the entryway. There is power, supreme power, in stillness. Because in that stillness I have full access and entry to your spirit and mind. But to take on that stillness of spirit, to step into that spirit, everything that wars against that peace and stillness must be discarded and set aside. The world wars against stillness. Your duties and responsibilities war against it. Your cares, burdens, and worries war against it. And even your own carnal mind and spirit war against it. This cleansing river is symbolic of the cleansing each one needs before entering this place. To even enter this place of peace, all enemies of peace must be expelled. All distractions and cares must be swallowed up and washed away in those waters. It's altogether a good thing to leave all these things behind, my loves. It's not a dereliction of duty, or ignoring or shirking your responsibilities, and neither should it be looked upon as a weariness or something you have to do, and then you can go about your duties again. I know that for some to enter this state of peace and quietness of spirit is uncomfortable. It stretches your faith, and you wonder if you'll grow impatient and even bored of such inactivity. You wonder if you'll be able to learn what you're supposed to learn, and more importantly, retain this spirit of peace and rest, and the stillness of spirit to be found here. You wonder if you're spiritual enough, or if you have the kind of spiritual merit to be able to enter into your times of deep communion and meditation and receive all that I have for you, and if you'll come out truly changed in a real way. I want to assure you that you can. To even enter this place, you have to set aside any apprehension, any wonderings or thoughts on what I will expect from you, or if you'll be all that I want you to be, or receive all that I have for you inside the pavilion. You can't even worry or think about that. That's part of the discarding. Along with discarding the worries, cares, and burdens of mind and heart, and the putting away of work, distractions, and the world in general, you also have to put away apprehension and any thread of fear or worry about your time in the pavilion of peace. These thoughts cannot enter this place. This is a place of peace, of rest, and of tranquility of heart and mind. This time is an investment of the highest worth. This is the place where you will come to know me. Remember, be still and know that I am God. Here is where you will discover me. For my presence dwells fully in this spirit of peace and stillness, where you can come to fully rest in heart and mind, and where I then begin to enter you in full. What you, the individual, experience within the walls and pillars of this place of peace will be unique and custom-made for you. I know what each of my dearest loves and brides need the most. It's not up to you to wonder or worry about that, but entirely up to me. All I require of you is to discard and empty yourself of anything that would pull away or distract from this time. To put on the garments of rest that all wear upon entering this place, all other garments must be laid aside. You enter this place for me, bearing nothing else. You enter this place for the benefit of the most important part of you, your spirit. Here is where we will commune heart to heart and spirit with spirit. Here in this place is the closest thing to when we will be united in heaven, when we will commune face to face and know each other in every sense of the word. Just as Moses experienced my presence in both the thunder and the quiet stillness, so will you experience the power of knowing me in the quiet. The times you spend here in the Pavilion of Peace will impact your spirits and spiritual lives in a very real way. But let me be the one who decides just how and in what way and measure the knowledge that I am impacts each of my brides. All I ask is that you pass through those waters, stripping yourself naked before me, your all-knowing husband and lover, and then surrender your mind, body, and spirit to me and this Pavilion of Peace. Vision. Now I'm seeing closer inside the pavilion. I see these beautiful enclosed gardens, and people are strolling around, again in this same very peaceful state of being. They're plucking fruit from overhanging branches of these beautiful trees. Again, I'm reminded of heaven and the promise that one day we'll get to eat of the fruit of the tree of life. Revelation chapter 2, verse 7. Jesus. Yes, this too is symbolic of the promises of things to come. Just as these waters surrounding the Pavilion of Peace are symbolic of the cleansing powers of the heavenly river of life, so too is the fruit from these trees symbolic of the tree of life. You are seeing past the natural and into the spiritual realm. What will take place inside this Pavilion of Peace in the spirit? My dear ones will pluck the fruit from these trees, and the nectar from this fruit will give them renewed strength of spirit, a fuller, deeper strength. It's called the nectar of youth by some, because it infuses the spirit with more vitality, vision, crazy faith, renewed courage and strength, attributes often associated with youth. But it's the nectar of spiritual strength. And all who enter this Pavilion of Peace receive and partake of this wonderful fruit. That's my promise. One of the perks of the accommodations, so to speak. Channel. Jesus winked at me when he said this. This fruit can take different forms, such as new spiritual nourishment and input, strengthening times of personal communion and meditation, greater insight, foresight, and revelation, deeper times of personal intimacy between us as lovers, any number of ways in which my spirit can enter and become part of you, my vessels, in a richer, fuller way. All who have fully entered into that spirit of rest and stillness will come to know me in a way they've never experienced me before. When you shut down and go offline in spirit, when you are still, then it's my turn to fully awaken within you. End of message.